All right, y'all. Today, over 100 students and community members converged at the University of North Florida to confront Ken Parker and his neo-Nazi and KKK friends that showed up. People have been mobilizing across the weekend to turn out against this local fascist that's been outed and recently has been making threats against students and community groups on the campus. We have an organizer with SDS that's on the line. They're going to tell us exactly what went down. Thanks a lot for listening. Okay, we're joined here today with somebody that was at the demonstration today against neo-Nazis and the KKK at the University of North Florida. They're going to be giving an audio report back about what happened. You just want to introduce yourself for the people listening?
Yes, my name is Sharif Hall. I'm a member of the Students of for Democratic Society at University of North Florida.
Awesome. So before we started recording, we were talking about how well it went, but I was hoping that you could just kind of take people back to just kind of how this all started and how you kind of became aware of this guy, Ken Parker, who was formerly in the Ku Klux Klan, but now he's a member of the National Socialist Movement, or NSM, which is part of the Nationalist Front, which is one of the groups that was out at Unite the Right in Charlottesville.
Correct. So I actually learned about Ken Parker. The president of SDS, Monique Williamson, she has a class with him. And she did another news article telling them, the tab actually, that, you know, this is the former Grand Dragon of the KKK.
Right.
So basically that's how everybody found out about him. But after the Zach Morse campaign, when it was a viral Snapchat video of Zach Morris and his friends basically mocking black people acting as apes. You know, after there was no repercussions for that, Ken Parker just decided to go on a whole Facebook rant, talking about how he's going to shoot SDS. And that's when he posted that infamous photo of him in the bathroom shirtless with an assault rifle. So after that, you know, SDS and basically students of the University of North Florida just started emailing the president, John Delaney, you know, doing call-ins saying, you know, hey, we don't feel comfortable with this, you know, with this guy here on campus. So they did suspend him. And after they suspended him, that's when Nazis said that they were going to throw protests in support of him being suspended. So we as SDS, we decided, you know, we're going to throw a counter protest, you know, to interrupt them. We were actually expecting way more. I think for me personally, I was expecting like 10 at least. But, you know,
on the Nazi side,
Yes, on the Nazi side, I was only expecting 10 of them to be there. But, you know, pathetic excuses of scums that they are. There was only 4 of them.
Right.
So we all just got together in front of it's called Hicks Hall in the UNF, just waited for a group of people to get there. We made a Facebook event about it. You know, 84 people marked it that they were going, and like 323, I believe, said that they were interested. But even then, we had 110 people at the counter protests today, and it was
right. And just so people know, like a lot. There wasn't a lot of notice between when this kind of controversy started and then when the actual demonstration happened, right? You guys only had a couple days.
No, it was literally like 2 or 3 days to set up and plan for this.
Right.
So, you know, 110 in 3 days, 2 days, that's pretty badass.
Yeah. It's great.
So, yeah, we had some wonderful speakers out there. We had, you know, a member of FRISO, queer POCs, transgenders. It was also Transgender Remembrance Day as well. So we had someone speak on that as well. And basically, this was also Ken Parker's hearing date. Not aware of what happened in there. I'm pretty sure they're not going to make it public or anything, but you know, we're still waiting for that. So, you know, overall, we had wonderful speakers, a great turnout.
What does it mean that he's been suspended? What is do you what does that actually mean?
To my understanding, okay, the letter basically said that the letter basically said that he's not allowed on campus at all. He's only allowed to be on campus within escorts. So suspension isn't expulsion. So he's not expelled from the University of North Florida. After the hearing and appeal and stuff, then they'll decide if he can come back on campus. Yeah, until then, he's just not allowed on campus at all.
I mean, if these roles were reversed, if, let's say, an African-American member of a far-left socialist, anarchist, communist organization posed with an M16 with the, I don't know, a portrait of Malcolm X behind them and made similar threats against, I don't know, conservative group on campus, what do you think the reaction of the university would be?
He would be expelled. There's no doubt about that. It's I think where everyone's a little frustrated because, I mean, although there are some consequences, you know, great, he's suspended, but he needs to be expelled. He literally threatened, you know, members on he threatened students of the University of North Florida. And it just goes to show how, you know, the president, John Delaney, isn't fighting back against these, you know, these racists that's on campus. With the Zach Moore situation, you know, he let him go and basically gave him like a diversity training program, which is only actually specific. It's only, they tried to, we did a study in and they tried to say, you know, they're trying to get students to push for it and all this other stuff. But that diversity program training, if I'm not mistaken, it's only specifically for faculty and teachers. So the students aren't really allowed to, you know, take those diversity courses. So, you know, yeah, it's just John Delaney. And, you know, he's on the wrong side of history. That's basically what we're saying about him, because, you know, he's letting these racists and fascists, you know, just go on by. And me personally, I don't believe that they're going to uphold this this suspension. So it's a little frustrating.
Yeah, well, it puts students, you know, in this situation where they have to constantly be worrying about their safety. I mean, we just did a report last week about a teacher's assistant at Virginia Tech that had literally posted through their social media accounts, you know, the terms fuck her up and destroy a certain student that had exposed this neo-Nazi that was working at the campus. And the police actually sided with the neo-Nazi and said, like, well, we think it was his wife that did that. And they're still allowing him to not only go to the campus, but they're paying him as a researcher. I mean, it's crazy. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's actually funny that you said that, because according to some people at the university, the administration or whoever, they believe that SDS hacked Ken Parker's page, and that those photos are, like, you know, years old and stuff. Like, huh? He literally just posted this on campus. He posted this on his Facebook. And not only that, none of us know how to hack into anything, so that's a bit of a reach.
So they were trying to turn it back around on you and saying that somehow you did something wrong by exposing this guy with an M16 rifle. I mean, if you haven't seen the picture, for people that are watching, he's literally got what looks like to be an M16, has a swastika tattoo like Edward Norton in American History X. And then and then on the wall next to him, there's like a crudely drawn swastika. He just couldn't get enough swastikas in his house. Oh, man. Wow, that is so, so intense. Well, what's next for you all? I mean, going forward for SDS or any other organizations or just groups of students and friends on campus, what comes next?
Well, we're just, you know, it's the end of the semester, so, you know, a lot of finals and stuff. A lot of students have a lot of finals and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we're just trying to see, you know, what's going to happen with Ken Parker. But, you know, our main thing SDS is doing, we're like pushing for more diversity on the campus. The president of SDS, Monique Williamson, she has spoke to the dean of the College of Arts and Sciences, and we're trying to push for a African diaspora major. I'm just trying to get, you know, more diversity programs and access for marginalized students. We're also SDS's in support of a Police Accountability Council here in Jacksonville. There's a organization that I'm also a part of called JCAC. And I don't know if you're really familiar, but, you know, in Chicago and some other cities, they have a citizens advisory, basically, I want to say.
Review board?
Yeah, review board. There we go. And, you know, it allows, you know, the citizens to look over, like, police investigations and these crimes that, you know, they're getting away with, and has this council has the ability to control basically how these police shootings, police brutalities cases go. So, you know, SDS is in full support of that. But, you know, we just have a lot of more. We're going to be planning for more stuff for the next semester.
Okay. Well, hopefully Ken Parker finds another place to go to school and post selfies of himself with an M16.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah, but it's just awesome to see, you know, a lot of people show up over, you know, that was over the weekend that you all organized that thing and it came together. And then especially to come out, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Monday,
correct,
you know,
right,
for a lot of students, that's a big,
yes,
ask. So, big ups to all you, and, you know, keep up the good work, and thanks for coming on. Anything else you want to say?
Nope, I think that's it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, and take care.
All righty. Thank you. You too.